Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Greatest Comeback Ever Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, by Joe Concha, as a political analysis of Donald Trump's 2024 presidential victory and the broader media and partisan environment that surrounded it. Written by a Fox News contributor and political columnist, the book argues that Trump's return to the White House was not a surprise, but the result of a campaign that understood voter priorities better than its opponents did. Concha frames the election as a contest between an energized Trump campaign focused on concrete issues such as the economy, immigration, and public frustration with the status quo, and a Democratic campaign that relied too heavily on messaging, institutional confidence, and anti-Trump attacks. The book belongs to the category of contemporary political commentary rather than neutral academic history, and its purpose is to defend Trump's strategy while criticizing liberal media and Democratic misjudgments. Readers come to it primarily for a partisan but detailed account of how the 2024 race was interpreted from a conservative viewpoint. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Trump's 2024 victory as a political comeback narrative. The book's central claim is that Trump's re-election represents the most successful political comeback in modern American politics. Concha presents the 2021 aftermath not as the end of Trump's influence, but as the starting point for a recovery built on persistence, public dissatisfaction, and strategic positioning. This framing matters because it turns the election into a story of reversal rather than continuity. Trump is shown as a figure who absorbed defeat, survived intense criticism, and returned by reconnecting with a frustrated electorate. The comeback theme also helps explain why the book treats the 2024 campaign as historically significant. Instead of focusing only on the mechanics of winning, it emphasizes the symbolic meaning of Trump regaining power after years of legal, media, and political opposition. In that sense, the book is less interested in detached electoral analysis than in demonstrating how resilience became a governing political asset. Secondly, how the book interprets lawfare, media attacks, and anti-Trump escalation. A major part of the book is devoted to the argument that Trump faced extraordinary levels of institutional hostility, including lawfare, libel, and nonstop media negativity. Concha uses this theme to argue that the efforts to weaken Trump were counterproductive because they reinforced his image as an outsider under siege. Rather than presenting these attacks as isolated incidents, the book groups them into a pattern of escalation by liberals and Democrats who feared Trump's appeal. This is one of the book's main explanatory devices. It suggests that opposition tactics failed because they were driven more by panic and moral certainty than by aerialistic reading of public opinion. The result is a critique not only of specific journalists or politicians, but of a broader political culture that, in the author's view, mistook intensity for effectiveness. Readers interested in the role of conflict in modern campaigning will see how the book connects backlash, media framing, and voter skepticism. Thirdly, economy and immigration as the campaign issues that mattered most. Concha repeatedly argues that Trump won because he concentrated on issues voters felt in daily life, especially the economy and immigration. This focus gives the book a practical political logic. Successful campaigns do not merely signal optimism or competence. They address the immediate concerns people use to judge whether life is getting better or worse. By contrast, the book says Trump's opponents were too often absorbed in abstract narratives, procedural legitimacy, or anti-Trump messaging. The emphasis on groceries, borders, and public dissatisfaction reflects a broader conservative reading of the 2024 electorate as issue-driven rather than identity-driven. In this framework, Trump's strength was not simply rhetorical energy but issue selection. He built a message around grievances that were easy to recognize and difficult for opponents to dismiss. The book therefore functions as an argument about political prioritization campaigns win when they treat the concerns of ordinary voters as central, not secondary, to strategy. Fourthly, comparing Trump's campaign style with Kamala Harris and Biden. Another recurring theme is the contrast between Trump's campaign and the Democratic ticket's presentation of itself. Concha describes the Democratic side, especially Harris and Biden, as projecting joy, normalcy, and forward momentum while failing to explain what would materially change for voters. Trump, by contrast, is portrayed as more grounded in concrete concerns and more effective at translating political energy into a recognizable message. This comparison is important because it underpins the book's judgment about why the race ended as it did. The argument is not simply that Trump was louder or more combative, but that his side appeared more aligned with the public mood. The book also uses this contrast to criticize the gap between style and substance in modern campaigning. A campaign can look polished or hopeful, but if it cannot answer basic questions about policy direction and voter pain points, that presentation loses force. Concha's analysis turns the election into a case study in message discipline versus image management. Lastly, a conservative media critique of election coverage and prediction failures. The book is also a critique of the mainstream media and of punditry that, in Concha's view, badly misread the 2024 race. One of its key purposes is to revisit confident predictions that Trump was politically finished and show how quickly those judgments compsaps. This gives the book a secondary subject beyond Trump himself, the failure of elite commentary to understand the electorate. Concha argues that media institutions often mistake their own assumptions for political reality, especially when covering Republican voters. The result is a warning about overconfidence in predictive narratives and about the distance between newsroom expectations and actual voter behavior. This theme broadens the book from campaign analysis into institutional criticism, making it relevant to readers interested in media bias, narrative framing, and the limits of expert forecasting. In the author's hands, the election becomes evidence that commentators can be deeply wrong when they confuse wishful thinking with analysis. In conclusion, The Greatest Comeback Ever is best suited for readers who want a conservative, commentary-driven interpretation of Trump's 2024 return to power, the failures of his critics to anticipate it, political followers, media critics, and readers interested in the dynamics of modern campaigning will find value in its emphasis on campaign messaging, voter priorities, and the gap between elite prediction and electoral reality. Its practical benefit lies in showing how political success can depend on issue discipline, resilience under pressure, and a clear read of public frustration. Intellectually, it offers a useful example of how partisan books interpret the same election through a strongly ideological lens, which can help readers compare competing narratives about 2024. What distinguishes it from many election books is its combination of punchy media criticism and campaign analysis, centered on a single overarching claim that Trump's victory was not accidental, but the result of a comeback strategy that opponents misunderstood at every stage. Readers looking for a neutral postmortem may find it one-sided, but readers looking for a forceful, conservative account of the race will find it sharply argued and highly topical. If you would like to support Joe Concha, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.